Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. I will tell you this, that you might not get at the 1045 or 1030 service. That is 450 feet high. Okay, been there. They showed us the highest point of the temple. Oh, Greg's got that. I'm sure he's got that covered. All right, then the devil took him to a holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Now today, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. All right, it came again, and in 40 days it'll be gone. Again, will it be another lost opportunity? I'm talking about, of course, the season of Lent, which began last Wednesday and runs for 40 days, not including Sundays, until the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Just the other day, I was in a church, and the minister invited us to the celebration of a Holy Lent with these words. I invite you to the observance of a Holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, by reading and meditating on God's holy word. So let us now kneel before the Lord our Maker and Redeemer. I thought, what a wonderful introduction. I mean, that's a good way to make a beginning. But there's another good way to make a beginning, and that's to talk about it a little bit. Lent is from an old English word for spring. It always occurs in the spring season of the year. It's a time to deepen our relationship with God. I mean, that's really what it's all about in very general terms. And I think in order to help us do that, we can look at it in what I call the three R's of Lent. And it's not reading, writing, and arithmetic either. Another thing one time I heard about Lent I like. Lent, let's eliminate negative thinking. I thought that was good myself. But the three R's of Lent, the first one is remember. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, and ashes for centuries has meant two things in spirituality. One of them is death, and one of them is repentance. And these two things on Ash Wednesday continues on through the Lenten season as a kind of a major theme. We remember that we are mortal, that we will die. The minister or priest puts ashes on your forehead and says, remember that you are dust, and dust you will return. Now, this remembering of death on Ash Wednesday and during the Lenten season isn't done to frighten anybody. I mean, we don't like to talk about death. We don't like to think about death. Woody Allen, I think most of us know who Woody Allen is. He's famous for his unwillingness to talk about death or even think about death. And someone asked him one time if he expected or wanted to gain immortality through his works. And he said, no, no way. I want to gain immortality by not dying. Why do we remember death? It's a wonderful thing. It's because it's a reminder of our total, total dependence upon God. We can't change the fact that we're going to die. So it's knowing that we need God, knowing that we are dependent on God. And that's the best place we could possibly be, is knowing how dependent we are on God. And death will do this for most of us better than anything else. We are dependent upon God for everything in this life. We're dependent on God for eternal life, as we call it, for resurrection, for whatever is given to us beyond death. We are totally, aren't we? Totally dependent upon God. And by reminding ourselves of our death, we deepen and strengthen our relationship with God. That's one of the R's of Lent. Now, another one of the R's of Lent, along with remembering that we are mortal, is the word repent. Dust and ashes have also, from the earliest time, symbolized person's desire to repent. When we acknowledge our relationship with God as the most important thing in our life, at the same time, we realize that we've all turned away from it. We all, as we say in one of the confessions of the church, by the things that we have done and by the things that we have left undone, you know, by our thoughts, by our acts, by our intentions, our desires, in so many ways, we've turned away from God. And Lent is a time when we repair that. We repair that relationship with God. And that begins with repentance. And in his very first sermon, think about this now, his very first sermon, Jesus had just returned from the 40 days in the wilderness, the temptation experience, which is, by the way, is why we observe 40 days of Lent. I don't know if you ever tied those two together. It's patterned after that time that Jesus spent in the wilderness being tempted to put something other than God at the center of his life. And today, we're focusing on the third temptation. The devil tells Jesus to use his power, really basically, to satisfy the political longings of his people. All of this is yours. The hope is the Messiah will come as a conqueror, and that he will bring Israel to the deliverance by the sword. Should Jesus use this power to make this dream a reality? I mean, will not the raising up of God's holy people to political power be an effective witness to God's own power? And again, Jesus refuses to confuse the means with the ends. And again, he chooses the path of trust in his Father's way. Violence, force, hate, these are not the ways of the Father. The resurrection power of God is to be known in his love. So Jesus therefore rejects the notion of assuming the role of a military conqueror and a political leader. And he says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone, is his answer. And then after the temptation, Jesus came into Galilee preaching, and his first words of instruction after he said, I have come to preach the good news of God, was repent. Isn't that something? Repent. I mean, turn around. Turn toward God. Repair the breach. That's really what we all need to do. We all need to do that because we have all have areas in our lives that are maybe blind spots we need to work on. I was always so enjoyed so much the account of a very, very well-known religious leader. And he had written many books, and he was about ready to give a speech, and the person who was introducing him said, He has the wisdom of Solomon. He has the patience of Job. He has the holiness of Moses. He has the leadership ability of David. And at about this point, the man who was being introduced turned to his wife and he said very seriously, "He forgot to mention my modesty." I think he has something to work on. I don't know. I think he has something to work on a little bit. Maybe it's a cardinal sin of pride. I don't know. But we all have places in our lives, don't we? These hidden places. And Lent is a time when we uncover them. When we honestly turn. And the word repentance has two meanings in the New Testament. And one of the words is turning. We turn away from the idolatry and we turn to God. And the other word for repentance in the New Testament means to change your mind. You change the way you're thinking, literally. That's what you do. Change your way of thinking about the life that you're living. And begin to think about wanting to live with God. Wanting to be with God. And so it's a wonderful time to use Lent as a time to reflect. Those areas in our lives where we need to repair the relationship with God. And only you know that, basically. But there's one other R. And that has to do with what I call reinforcing the relationship with God. All of us in one degree or another have a relationship with God. We may not acknowledge it, and it may not be at the center of our life, but we have that relationship with God. And Lent is a time of all the seasons of the year. It is the time to reinforce the relationship, to make it stronger. This time of the year, I think many people are starting to turn their attention to their spirituality. You know, as we get closer and closer to Holy Week and Easter, I do think people start to focus on that and to their God and to think that this is an opportunity for all of us to do something very specific for a limited number of days. 40 days. Let's try that, 8 o'clockers, okay? 40 days, we agree. We're going to do something. It doesn't mean we will go on forever necessarily, but just for 40 days, we try to reinforce our relationship with God. The best way to do this overall is to spend more time with Jesus. I mean, the Christian life is a life with Jesus. The Christian life is not a matter of creeds. It's not a matter of doctrines and even worship. It is certainly not a matter of church government. Christianity is a matter of a loving relationship with the living Christ. It's a matter of knowing Christ and loving Christ and being with Christ. Too many of us know Christ up here, but we don't know him here. And we've got to get from here to here. That's when our life changes. I mean, that's what our Christian faith is about. And Lent is the time more than any other time. I mean, Christmas is a wonderful time, and Pentecost is a very important time, and there are other seasons and times we celebrate. But above all, in Lent, a time to deepen our relationship, our friendship with Jesus Christ, who leads us into the love of God. That's what Christ Jesus does for us. That's why it's so important. And so whatever things we can do during the Lenten season to spend more time with Jesus, to be with Jesus, to follow Jesus, as we would say these days, and some of the kids say, hang out with Jesus, that's what Lent is about. And during the 40 days, to be very specific and intentional about that, to want to do it and to do something about it. Now, I had the opportunity not too long ago, it was given to me to spend a week focusing on prayer. And the more I focused on prayer, though, the more I heard about all the different ways of praying. And I listened to all of the advice from many people. And prayer is simply a matter of being in direct communication with God through Christ Jesus. And Jesus can teach us to pray as he taught his own disciples to pray. But Lent is the time, maybe just for 40 days, to set aside a certain amount of time every day. Now, we talk about this in the church all the time. I mean, we know we should be praying. We know we should be doing this regularly. We say we ought to be doing that, but we just don't do it. But now, during the Lenten season, let's make a pact together. 5 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes a day, sitting quietly in a room and listening to God. I mean, we could talk to God, of course. We could do that. Prayer is certainly conversation. It's talking with God. I mean, we learn that from the psalmist, and we learn it from Jesus, who taught us the Lord's Prayer. I mean, when we're praying, we're talking to God. But prayer, in essence, at the very heart of it, its core, is listening. Listening to God. To think of what it might mean for each of us to spend 10 minutes a day just listening to God. Listen to God and asking Christ Jesus to help you do this. To show us how to do this. Prayer is a wonderful time. Henry Nouwen said, to pray is to live. Everything starts from prayer. So try this. Try this. Take a few moments during Lent, if you want to, and write down something to God. Write something to God. You are going to be amazed at the conversation you have with God if you sat down and wrote him a letter. What comes through you, and how that reinforces and deepens your relationship with God. Or maybe just be a simple act of compassion, you know? Dear God, put someone in my life today who is in need of your love. And the simplest act of compassion can so deepen our own relationship with God and our life with God. So these next 40 days, let's hang out with Jesus. Let's be with Jesus. Let's learn as much as we can about him. Learning to love him more. Listening to him at that deep, deep level in our own relationship with God and following him this week. Remember I said one time, Mother of Teresa, that great saint of many centuries ago, she said, all of our trouble comes from not keeping our eyes on Christ. Well, Lent is a wonderful time to keep our eyes on Christ. But perhaps J.G. Salinger said it best of all when he said, see Christ and you are a Christian. All else is talk. The 40 days of Lent, beginning with ashes and ending with resurrection, are a wonderful time to see Christ. Amen.